The two sales, Tonka on Kuprinoff and Big Thorn on Prince of Wales, were the subject of a review completed by U.S. Forest Service staff from the agency's Washington office in June of 2016. It was among a number of documents published last year by the Group Public Employees for Environmental Responsibility, or PEER. The Forest Service documents found millions of dollars of losses from the sales because timber companies did not cut lower-value hemlock trees, but focused on more valuable cedar and spruce. The documents also noted problems with appraising the timber and oversight of the contracts. Local resident David Beebe asked the Assembly to pass a resolution requesting the Department of Agriculture's Inspector General conduct a forensic audit of the sales.
We understand that there is a strong, well-established history of timber theft on the Tongass, and by all appearances, this could also be happening currently.
Both projects were so-called stewardship sales, meaning the proceeds from the sale of the timber were meant to stay on the Tongass and pay for other work in the sale area. In the case of Tonka, that work was replacement of failing culverts called red pipes under the forest roads, along with tree thinning. Big Thorn was meant to fund trail work, tree thinning, and fish habitat work. In both cases, the money from the sales was not meant to go into payments to communities under the Secure Rural Schools Act. That was a conclusion in an earlier version of the proposed resolution. However, another local resident, Becky Knight, told the Assembly the losses still impacted Petersburg.
If the Forest Service had appraised what they actually did on the ground, Tonka would have been worth $3 million instead of $1 million. And they probably would have spent the bulk of the extra $2 million on local Petersburg or at least Kuprinoff projects.
Following last year's release of the documents by PEER, the Forest Service issued a statement saying the agency was making, quote, updates to the appraisal process, improvements to timber sale administration, and updates to the process by which sales are developed and scheduled, unquote. The agency also said it had come up with an action plan to address the review's findings. PEER also asked the Inspector General for a forensic audit of the sales last year. The response was that the government didn't have the resources available to initiate an audit on this issue at this time, but would consider the topic, quote, in future audit planning cycles, unquote. The proposed resolution expresses concern that timber sales that the agency is planning now may have similar losses if the problems are not corrected. It also asks the congressional delegation to secure funds for an audit of the sales. Assemblymember Jeff Mucci said he'd have to dig into the statements in the resolution.
You know, it's going to take me a while to sort out whether or not all the whereases are factual. And I can't vote to pass a resolution unless I'm comfortable that everything that's on here is factual.
Another member of the Assembly, J. Stanton Greger, said he liked the revised version of the resolution better than the first draft and agreed there was some loss to the community.
In terms of the contract itself, it does impact Petersburg. It does. I don't necessarily know how much, but it's worth, at this point, I can't see why it wouldn't be worth asking. I'm going to give this some more thought and hopefully speak with the parties we're here tonight, and I'll most likely be putting this on the next agenda.
Mayor Mark Jensen wanted more documentation of the claims in the resolution and said he couldn't support it at this time. And Assemblymember Eric Castro, a Forest Service employee, thought it was worth asking what work has happened on the contracts.
But more about like what has been accomplished or what hasn't been. You know, in regards to these stewardship projects, like he had mentioned, there's 38 red pipes. They could have been fixed on Tonka. You know, I wasn't in a position to be able to have any sort of authority on that contract, but I'm aware of the road system and everything, so I'm going to look into that. I'm curious as to, you know, myself, just personal curiosity.
The proposed resolution was only a discussion item at meetings this month, but could be up for a vote in May. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicknicki.